conscious talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
If you're interested in reaching thousands of women for sponsorship information, email us at info@chatwithwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I would suggest, if you know folks anywhere that are interested in being successful, and especially if they're spiritually inclined, this is a show to listen to. So call them up, tell them to get online, and remember, if you missed part of today, or you would like to share it with someone, you can always go after the show to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on the audio archives link on the homepage, and you'll be able to listen to the show in the audio archives. Now, when you'll be able to do that totally depends on the Master Gary across the way.
That's right.
Because, you know, he now does his own show after Animal World at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And so it's kind of like Animal World's over and the guy's into sports,
and that's it. Yeah, yeah. It's the end of you.
Yeah, so sometimes
sometimes he forgets.
Sometimes he forgets to send the show immediately. And so usually it's up by sometime Sunday afternoon, but sometimes it doesn't happen until Monday these days because, you know, like Gary spaces
He's busy, yeah.
So speaking
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, so do you have anything? Are you live this afternoon?
No.
No?
Storm game today.
So no sports angle today.
No.
So does that mean you have to go someplace for storm, or are you
no,
here
I'm
for
here.
Storm?
Yeah.
You do because you do.
Right here.
Yeah. All right.
In so, Washington D.C.
Oh, okay. What time is the storm game?
1.
Oh, 1 o'clock. All right. So y'all can hear that with Gary.
Yeah.
Today at 1 o'clock. Alrighty then. Now, if you need anything from Animal World, MarthaNorwalk.com is the website. All my contact information is there. And if you are interested in more of Krista Gibson, you can find her all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, you are the publisher of the New Spirit Journal.
NewSpiritJournal.com.
And online. So you can pick up the New Spirit Journal. And, of course, you know, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal.
Yes.
And you can pick it up anywhere. Well, you can pick it up all over the place.
All over the place. Yeah, we have 500 locations from Bellingham to Portland, with most of them in the greater Seattle area. But you can subscribe and have it sent to you, or you can read it online.
Well, and we just got an email hot off the presses.
Yeah.
Jazz and Rhodey.
Yes.
That would be your doggy kids.
My babies.
Apparently are listening, and gosh darn it, now they are demanding cookies while they listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they'll get them.
They'll get them. Yeah. Sounds like it. And apparently they know how to do email, too.
They do. Well, yeah,
pretty talented dogs.
They do send emails out occasionally.
All right, so let's see. Where were we? We were at newspiritjournal.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to get the paper online, you can read it online.
Right, or you can subscribe.
You can subscribe and have it mailed to you.
Have it mailed to you.
Delivered to you once a month,
right?
Within the U.S. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we don't send it out of the country at this point.
But anybody can get it online.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, besides the New Spirit Journal website, you also
have my website. Own, which is KristaGibson.com, KrystaGibson.com.
KrystaGibson.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of great stuff on your website. And I have to say that even though you're one of my best and dearest friends, you are also one that I most respect, and you are, when I need coaching and guidance, you're the one I go to. And I'll tell you, one of my, I of course get the paper every month because I write for the paper, and I have enjoyed the paper for all the years that you've been doing it, and well, you even did another paper that started, but
times,
I'll tell you. There are a lot of times that I just get so busy, especially with a baby now, that I just don't get everything done that I'd like to. And sometimes I don't even get around to read my own column to see if it got printed up. But
if we messed it up or not.
It doesn't matter what is in that paper. The first thing I always do, it's how fast can I get a copy out and sit down, open the first page, and read Krista's editorial. Your words of wisdom are always so fabulous.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's always
thank
the first thing I read.
Sweet.
And what I'm remembering, because you have several books, published books out there.
Two. Well, and one in Spanish.
Well, you have 22 Steps to Success.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Entrepreneur's Toolbox.
Right.
And that's the one you said, I think that's a Spanish version.
No, actually, it's the 22
Steps
to Success.
Is the Spanish version.
They're going over in Spain. They are going to do the Entrepreneur's Toolbox in Spain. I mean, in Spanish, but he hasn't done that yet. And then, years ago, I wrote one
called
Comments.
I was going to say, when you forget, years ago, I was around, and it was called Spiritual Comments.
Comments on Leading the
Spiritual Life. Yeah.
Right.
And that, it was a collection of your editorials.
Right, because they were called Editorial Comments. And so that's why I named it Comments on Leading the Spiritual Life.
And it's really a fabulous, fabulous book. Now, is that book still available?
It's not in print, no. And I'm going to be redoing it because they want to do that one in Spain, too.
Ah, okay.
And I told him to hold off because I want to rewrite it. It was written a long time ago. And, you know, kind of how you want to express yourself and some of your thoughts change. So I really want to go through. And when I do that, then I'll do it in English as well.
All right. Now, the other thing that I really appreciate, and the reason you would want to go to let's make sure that this is the right place to go, but I think it's KrystaGibson.com, is that you send out like a weekly or a newsletter.
Right. I call it an inspirational email.
Yeah. And I look forward to those too.
Okay.
I mean, you send just little quips of advice or something, and it's very short, so it doesn't take you for you don't have to sit down for an hour to read the email,
because
you know that's kind of happening these days with people that are sending out newsletters, these wonderful email newsletters that have probably got tons of information, but it takes you an hour to read them. I don't have an hour to read 10 different newsletters, but Krista's are short, to the point, boom. It's always something big and huge. The one that's popping in my mind was a fairly recent one where you explained that years ago you were looking for a spiritual affirmation.
Yes,
you know, affirmations being something that you repeat over and over again that helps set up the, or attract that energy to your life and so forth.
It was when I first learned about affirmations and, you know, you would be taught, you know, okay, say this one for your health and this one for a relationship and this one for your job and this one for money. And so I finally said to the teacher, I said, this is so frustrating. I said, so I'm supposed to sit there and work with 10 affirmations every day, you know, speak them, write them, do this and do that. And I said, isn't there just one all-encompassing affirmation that would just cover it all? And he said, you know, I haven't heard of that. And I said, well, somebody should come up with it. So the next week when I saw him at class, he said, well, you know how you wanted that affirmation? I started manifesting.
Uh-huh.
He said, Sunday at church, somebody handed this out, and it was a sheet of paper, and somebody had done exactly that. They came up with one affirmation that covers everything.
Uh-huh.
And it is, everything in my consciousness is in divine order, period.
Mm-hmm. And that covers
it all.
Now, I, of course, when I got that, now, see, I always have to, like, tweak it.
Right. Well, Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I want all the bases covered. So now I use it every day. But now my affirmation is that everything in my consciousness is in perfect divine right order. So, see, I put all those, I put a few extra words in there.
But somebody else emailed me, they shortened it.
Oh, they shortened it.
Everything is in divine order, period.
Oh, well, that covers, yeah. So,
yeah.
See, just a little tweak on those, but see, that just makes everything so simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it fits you, and therefore you're going to tend to use it more.
Right. Right. And I find that I love that affirmation. If something starts to go a little south,
right.
Boy, I'm right at everything in my consciousness.
Yep.
Perfect divine right order.
Exactly.
And you just start saying that over and over again instead of going into the fear and the worry and that kind of stuff. And boy, does it.
You just relax.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Everything is in divine order.
Yeah.
Perfect right
order. Like it or not.
Yeah.
Perfect divine right order.
There you go. Perfect divine right order.
All righty then. So we will be gaining more of Krista's spiritual wisdom here. But before we get to our 22 steps to success, I want to finish the story because we left you being
you left
shunned.
Me dangling.
you were shunned and escorted out the back door of the nunnery by your mom, by all these people that had been your sisters and you'd known all your be incredibly devastating.
Well, it was. It really was. And then my mother, bless her heart, she has since passed on, so I'm can say this freely, not worry. Yeah, hi, Mom. You know, so here I am, devastated, and I left with a dress, a pair of shoes, a pair of hose, a little bit of underwear, and I think they gave me $50 cash. That was how I was to start my new life.
You were 21.
Mm-hmm, 21.
And
I was in college. That was all I had. I walked out. That's all I had. And my mother and father agreed I could come home. They were not happy. My mother especially, because she was so proud that she was going to have...
We had a nun for a daughter.
Yeah, so she wasn't happy.
So you disappointed the whole family,
totally.
Too.
Oh, I was a total loser. So here we are driving home. My mother at that time used to dye her hair bright red.
Ooh.
And I guess she thought people didn't know she dyed it, and I have no idea why she thought that, but she did. So we're driving home from the convent, and here I am in shock, right? I'm just kind of like, my whole life is starting over again, and I don't have a clue what's going to be happening. And she says, I'd like to ask you to do something for me. And I said, well, what's that? And she said, would you dye your hair red to match mine? And I said, why? She said, well, I don't want my friends to know this isn't my natural color. If her daughter had this color,
it was natural.
I just sat
there. So did you dye your hair red?
I didn't. I just remember looking.
So you disappointed her again?
I didn't have hardly any hair anyway. You know, to wear the nun gear, your hair is really short. In fact, I had to go out and buy
a little hairpiece. Is that what I've often wondered, what happens under the nun's hairpieces?
There isn't a lot there. Well, it would be way too hot, especially in Texas, to wear all that gear and have long hair. And you have a string you tie it with, and it would catch in your hair all the time. So I had really short hair anyway. There wouldn't have been much to dye.
I can't quite imagine you with flaming red hair.
I know. So I just told her, no. I said, I really don't want to do that. So I was proud of myself that I stood up to her that way. But I just couldn't imagine having hair the color that she had it.
Well, then tell us. Well, so what happened to you?
Well, I ended up, you know, I had a very long journey, but I had to work through that whole thing of being that disappointed because I had been raised in a very religious family, and I, you know, religion was the mainstay for me. So I was going to a Catholic university, and I was studying music, which is what the nuns wanted me to do because I was a musician and I was going to be teaching piano. Well, after a little while, I started meeting some different people in that, and I ended up moving to Houston from San Antonio and basically starting my life all over. Mm-hmm. And where I came to at that point, I was so devastated that I, of course, threw out all religion. And I just
you
said,
just got mad at everything.
Yeah, I just said, hey, you know, this whole thing is a scam. You know, I've been had. You know, yeah. This is that. I remember this. My favorite priest had died, and I went and when his body was laid out, and I went and said, you know, I'm done with Catholicism. I'm done with the church. I'm done with God. Sorry about that. Have a happy life. Uh-huh. happy death, and uh-huh. I'm out of here. And so for probably the next, I don't know, I would say at least 10 or 15 years. I just basically, I knew there was something mm-hmm. greater than we are. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I decided that, and I did this as a joke, I decided it was aliens on another planet.
Oh.
And
okay.
I decided that, you know, that
you
some
and Scotty
aliens.
Will get along good. Yeah,
that some other aliens on another planet, you know, are who God is, and I'm not really going to have anything to do with them. And I, you know, I really focused on getting myself together emotionally and career wise. I went through lots of different careers. I changed my major and got a degree in psychology.
Mm.
I counseled drug addicts. The hardcore drug mm-hmm, addicts, worked mm-hmm. with them. I sold insurance. I sold Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Well,
I just kind of, it was really interesting.
Now, I haven't seen you drive a pink Cadillac,
no,
so apparently
I didn't
you
stay
didn't
with
work
that
real high
enough.
Up into the organization.
I didn't stay long enough. And I didn't. But I knew some who had pink Cadillacs.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I became an employment consultant because what would happen, I'd go to employment agencies, you know, looking for work, and mm-hmm. they always wanted to hire me. But they said with my background in psychology and I worked in machine shops. That was the thing I forgot to mention.
Machine shops?
Yeah, after I had counseled drug addicts for a while.
Got tired of the drug addicts.
Oh,
so.
God, did I ever. And all these drug addicts were coming in, and I was counseling them, and they had to show me their paychecks because they either came from jail, they were on parole, or they were going back to, you know, they were on probation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I saw how much money they were making. They were making two and three and four times the amount of money I was making. And I was the supervisor of a drug clinic with four staff. And they were making all this money, and they were all cutting iron. So I really got fed up with the drug business because you can work with these people. And bless their hearts, you know, the recidivism rate is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long story with that we don't have time for. But anyway, I ended up leaving that and went and got a job in a machine shop.
Can't beat them, join them, huh?
Exactly. And I had to talk my way into the job because this was in the early 70s and they didn't hire
a woman.
Women.
And
no.
This was an iron cutting? You said you went to cut iron.
Yeah, we made unions for the oil industry that they joined the pipes with.
Oh, wow.
So you would put these raw pieces of iron in a machine and
you
the machine
did
would
that
cut
stuff.
It. And,
wow.
Yeah, and I did that for about 5 years. Did that for a while.
Wow.
But after a while, you know, I really did miss people. But it was fun because I could see all these people using drugs and doing this. And I go, hey, guess what? I'm not responsible.
Not my problem.
Not my problem. I come in. I cut iron. You know, go to the beer joint with the guys after work, play some pool. It's all good.
You know, it's my Christmas.
It's all good. And I got the nun out of me.
Yeah. I went 86 the nun pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. After a while, you know, I got, you know, antsy with that. And so I started going to employment agencies and they all wanted to hire me. But finally I said, okay, fine. And I was awesome at it. I just...
Finding people work?
Yeah, finding people work, hooking. I'm really good at hooking people. You know, and it's networking.
Networking. You're excellent.
I'm really
at
good at hooking. You know, I would meet this person. I'd know that employer. And I was really good at hooking people up. So I did that, and I ended up owning my own agency. I got married in there somewhere, which was a whole karmic thing.
Speaking of networking and that you're really good at, you are really good at it. And do you know, folks, that Krista is responsible for starting the Washington State Holistic mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
You started that.
Right.
You started our fabulous good company,
that's
our
right.
marketing that has just become
our
family for
lunch,
so many of
right?
us. And once,
yeah.
And, yeah. So yeah. You are really good at that stuff.
Yeah, which I didn't know that's what it was called back then.
Yeah. But you were good at it even though you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So from the employment agency, then what happened?
Well, I ended up living in Canada because I had gotten married.
Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
in
got
Vancouver.
Married in between all
I got
of this?
Married in there. That was very karmic. And because I didn't really want to marry him, but it was like I said yes, and oh well. And I was down in Texas.
Funny how
and,
that happens, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and he had promised we'd never leave Texas and all of this, and he came home one day and said, oh, we're moving to Vancouver. And I said, Vancouver what? He said, Vancouver, Canada. And I said, well, where's that? And he said, it's near Washington State. And I said, well, where's that? I mean, I was really very Texas.
Very
Texas-based, you know, which isn't true anymore, of course. But anyway, so I ended up in Vancouver, ended up working for an employment agency there, ended up buying the agency.
You ended up buying it? Wow.
Mm-hmm, which I had it for a while. And then there was a recession like this one. It was the recession of 1983.
Yeah, there was a big recession one. Then. Yeah.
And so I had to shut it down. Like when I bought the agency, there were 75 agencies, and when I closed mine down, there were 16. And the only ones that made it had been around a long time. And when I bought the one I did, I knew it had problems, but I had worked there, so I thought, well, I know how to fix the problems. And I did, but not in a recession when people aren't hiring.
Wow.
So it was while I was closed down that business and I was on unemployment.
You were on unemployment?
Mm-hmm. And it was right around that time that I got involved with metaphysics. And the way I got involved with metaphysics was through a new friend of mine. One day she said to me, she said, have you ever been to a psychic party? And I said, no, what's a psychic party? And I didn't really, I mean, I knew what psychics were, but I had never, you know, it's not something I'd ever done. And she said, well, what happens is you have a party and you invite your friends over, and these psychics give your friends readings, and they pay them, and then you get your readings for free. And she said, it's kind of like a Tupperware party, but it's psychics, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, that sounds like fun. I'll do that. And so I did. And I had some friends over, and my two readings just totally blew me out of the water. Mm-hmm. You know, one was channeling, which I didn't even know what channeling was. She just starts talking in this weird voice, and her eyes are shut, and I'm like, what?
Well, why don't you, assuming that there are people listening that don't know what channeling is, explain what is channeling?
Well, channeling is when a person can get into a trance state, and they either hear information or sense information that they're getting from another source. Some people believe it's another entity or an angel. Some people think it's their own higher self. You know, there's lots of explanations as to what it is, and nobody's really proving it one way or the other. But they access other information, and then they verbally share the information. Yeah. Some people go into trance, and they don't even know what they're saying until they come out of trance.
Yeah.
Other people are more conscious than that. This woman was more conscious when she was channeling.
Maybe one of the most famous examples would be, locally here, would be like Jay-Z Knight.
Jay-Z Knight would be local.
And then she channels Ramtha, which an ancient being.
Right.
Now, some would believe that she was Ramtha in a previous life, so it's an aspect of her higher self that she brings through, but you know, for whatever, but that's what you're talking about.
Right.
So one of the readings at this party was channeled.
Right, which I wasn't prepared for, didn't know about, and didn't expect. And so it was really, you know, not having any exposure to it, to just have this person take a few breaths, close their eyes, and then a whole different voice comes out. You're kind of, you know, in a spare bedroom, and you're sitting there going, what just happened, and who is this? But you listen, and you go, oh, well, this is interesting. And basically that, and I had a tarot reading, they were both saying, you know, the doors are open, the keys have been turned, time for you to get going, you know, you've got things to do, you know. It was like, and I was like, oh, okay.
Now, this is in the early 80s?
Around 83, 82, 83.
Very similar experience to how I got in it. And it was in the 80s, too.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So then from that, I got, you know how it happens. That happens, then you meet this person, that person.
Yeah.
So I got involved with the Church of Religious Science, which is now they're called the Center for Spiritual Living.
And that's
the teaching of Ernest Holmes. Took to it like a duck to water. The minute I started reading that stuff, I went, this is what I've been believing. This is what I had come to on my own without being involved in any kind of formal group or organization. And so I started studying that. And meanwhile in there, a friend of mine who lived across the border in Port Roberts told me about a job over there because I still was looking for work.
This is in Washington?
I was in Canada.
You're in Canada.
And the job was in Port Roberts, Washington, right across the border. Port Roberts.
I don't even know where that is.
You know, there's the 49th parallel where Blaine is?
Yes.
Well, when they set that, the line goes across and it cuts off a little piece of land that juts off that's 4.9 square miles. And in order to get to it, you either have to go by plane, boat, or drive through the Blaine border. and then back through a border at Tuason, which takes you into Point Roberts. So it's this weird little place, and it just hangs right off of, a lot of people don't know about it. But I had a mailbox there, and I, because that way I could get my magazine subscriptions and stuff at a U.S. rate instead of paying the Canadian rate. And I went back and forth, and I had a good friend over there named Ruby, and she's a realtor. And so she called me one day because she knew I was looking for work. And, you know, they really weren't hiring a lot of employment consultants when there's no jobs. And she said, the local newspaper here needs a new editor. And I said, well, I don't know anything about it. You know, I can't do that. She said, of course you can. She said, I know, you know, she was one of these people that just believes in other people. And she said, you have great business experience and so on, and you're just what we need here, because the prior gal had alienated everybody. So I said, okay. So the owners were in Linden, Washington. You know where Linden is? So I contacted them, and I called the guy, and I said, I hear you have a job opening. And I had read this little newspaper. It was called the Ocean Star, and I loved the name.
Yeah.
So he said, well, we just hired somebody. And I told him about my background, and he said, your friend is right. He said, we would have hired you because we hired a new journalism student, and we're not sure. But he said, I said, well, see how she goes, and, you know, if it doesn't work out, let me know. So I did finally find a job with another employment agency, but I kept thinking of this other job, and I kept watching the newspaper, and it was really not doing well. So Christmas came, and I thought, you know, I'm going to send these people a Christmas card and just keep them in my mind, you know, so they know about me. So I sent them this gorgeous Christmas card and didn't hear anything. Finally, I think it was finally around March or April that year, I get a phone call. And the guy says, hey, you still interested in this job? And I said, yeah. He said, can you be down here, you know, tonight to talk to me? I said, yeah. So I got off work in Vancouver, drove all the way down there, met him, talked, and he hired me.
Wow.
Wow. It was like, okay. But I said, well, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. He said, I can teach you that. He said, what I can't teach you that you have is the people skills and the business background. This gal doesn't have any of that. So they hired me, and I gave my notice at the job and all of that. And so I show up for my job. My boss shows up because the boss is in Linden, like an hour away. I'm in Point Roberts. I have no, you know, when you're the editor of a small newspaper, you're it. You do everything. You sell the ads, you write the stories, everything.
Okay.
So we met at the office. He said, well, there's those files, there's back issues, there's that. Here's the deadline for articles, here's the deadline for ads. See ya.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. And I'm like,
oh, my.
You know, he said, if you have any questions, call me. I said, okay. So he left, and I was still pretty much a beginning student of metaphysics, maybe into it, maybe 6 months to a year by now. So I sat there and I said, okay, what have you just done? You know?
Yeah, yikes.
So I thought, okay.
You're in charge of a whole newspaper and you haven't got a clue.
Right. And I said, okay, if I did know what I was doing, what would I do next?
And you kind of like
and
just
I
asked
did that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And so every time I'd say, well, if I did know how to sell an ad, who would I call? What would I say to them? Oh, okay. And then I went, and that's how I did it. I just said, well, if I did know that, what do I think I would do? And it worked. And I still do that today.
Yeah.
That really does work.
If I did know what I was doing,
what would I do?
Okay,
and the answer will come
good.
To you.
I like that.
You know, if I did have 10 years experience doing this, what would I do? Well, I would do this. Okay, then
I'll do that. Yeah. Oh, that's a great way to handle it.
And it works.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah.
Cool.
So that was going. Everything was fine. And I was studying my metaphysics and learning and meditating and doing all those things. And then one day I was driving from Linden back up to Point Roberts. And I heard a voice in my head, you know, it's in your mind, so it wasn't like booming from the clouds, said, move to Seattle and start a monthly New Age newspaper.
And you heard this in your mind?
Yeah, it's in my mind.
Now, did you hear it? I call it often what I call thought groups, because when I get information, if I don't know my mind still, I would think I was imagining in it, because it's just like myself thinking. Was it like you thinking to yourself, or did you hear another voice?
It was like me thinking, but it was me in a different voice.
Okay.
I mean, it was, and I had had some experience with this.
It was distinctive.
It was distinctive. It wasn't just me. It was a very much a directive.
Okay. Move to Seattle and start a monthly New Age
which
newspaper.
I wasn't New Age. I still don't consider myself that. I consider myself a spiritual independent. So it's like, well, what's New Age? I knew what New Thought was, which was what I was studying.
Right.
So I, of course, said, what? And it was repeated, and I went, well, that's interesting. So I got home, and my brother at the time, who you knew, Lou.
Oh, yes.
He had moved to Seattle, and he was in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
So I said, called him, told him what had happened, and I said, I want you to go around all the stores you can find, whatever, and pick up any holistic, I don't even know if we used the word holistic back then.
I don't know.
Any metaphysical, public, anything you can find, and send them to me.
Uh-huh.
And so he did. And so I started looking at them. When the thought had come, I had also had a picture with the thought, I forgot to say that, of a newspaper that was very much like a regular newspaper, but it was metaphysically oriented. So there was like a picture.
So you had a vision along with this directive.
Kind of like a sense of what it was to be like.
Okay.
And that it was to be a community newspaper. And the more I thought about it, more ideas, of course, would come, that the articles would be submitted by people in the community. They wouldn't be all professionally written, so that it would be a place for people to share what they knew and for us to be able to learn from one another. That was the whole idea, was that it was a community in writing.
Yeah.
To publish. And so I got the things he sent me. None of them were what, there were three down here in Seattle.
Okay.
And one of them was a kind of a it was a Common Ground resource listings. One was a little magazine, and then the other was similar to Common Ground, but it was quarterly. And so I looked at them, and I thought, no, this isn't what I'm talking about. So I drug my feet. I didn't have any money. You know, you have to have money to start a business, supposedly. Uh-huh. And I didn't have any money, and I didn't really know what I was doing. So I was like, but I made plans. I had a place in my day run, and I was constantly planning this newspaper. Okay, I'll have this column and that column, and I'll do this and I'll do that.
Okay.
But I was really frustrated because I kept saying, well, where is the money coming from? I for some reason, kept thinking I needed $10,000. That was the figure I felt I needed.
Okay.
So I would ask people, you know, if I got to know somebody that I thought had money, I'd say, hey, you want to lend me $10,000? They'd go, no. And so I was getting pretty discouraged after a while. And then one day I opened the mail and I got a newsletter from the Mount
Publishers
Vernon.
Clearinghouse. You just won $10,000.
Oh, God, that would have been nice. No, you just won the lotto. But it was similar because it actually brought me a lot more than $10,000 ultimately, you know, which is my life's work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a newsletter and there was that quote in there, you know, whatever it is you think you can or want to do, you know, start it. Boldness has genius and magic. You know, whatever you want to do, do it.
Do it.
And it was like, it hit me between the head, and I went, all you have to do is do it. You know, you're waiting. You're sitting around, and you have not made a commitment to doing this. You're planning, yes.
Uh-huh.
You have a vision, yes. But you have not done one solid thing to prove that you're committed to this project. So I thought, well, what can I do to prove I'm committed? And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll quit my job.
Uh-oh.
Now, this was brilliant, right? Because not only didn't I get the $10,000, but now I'm going to quit my job.
Now you quit your job, too, and you don't have any money saved.
No. I just went through a divorce.
That's pretty brave.
I let him have everything just because I wanted out. So I picked up the phone, called my boss, and I said, hey, I'm going to give you a month's notice. You know, I'm going to be leaving. And he said, you know, he was upset, and he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to move to Seattle, and I'm going to start publishing a monthly New Age newspaper. He said, you can't do that. He said, you don't know what you're doing. And I said, Mike, I didn't know what I was doing when you hired me either.
Mm-hmm.
And I've managed pretty good. And he said, well, that's true. Grumble, grumble, grumble. So a month later, my brother came. I had enough money to move. I think I had $900 or $800. So I had a little bit, you know, but I didn't have $10,000.
$800 or $900.
Yeah.
And you had to move.
I had to move.
You had to rent a new place.
Had to rent a new place, do all of those things. And so I moved down here, and my brother and myself and another friend of his, we were going to get a house together and share expenses. So the very first weekend I was here, which was Easter weekend, my brother got upset about something, blew his top. I mean, just he had a very bad, and I hadn't been around him much for prior years because he'd been in Texas, I'd been here, so I hadn't been around him a lot. But he blew his top, and it's because I used an electric can opener.
Oh,
I was opening some cat food, so we had cats at the time, and I was opening a can opener. I used an electric can opener, and he just blew
and
his top.
And that set him off.
The noise.
How dare
I make noise first thing in the morning?
Oh,
so he ended up within a few days. He left, went back to Texas.
Oh my!
I barely knew this other person. But we said, okay, let's go ahead on and get a house together, which we did. But it was really nip and tuck. And so I did start the paper. I went to my old press and I said, you know, will you give me 30 days credit? I don't know how I thought I was going to have 30 day, you know, have the money in 30 days, which they said yes. But right before I went to print, they said, no, you have to come up with half the money right away. So somebody gave me a loan. But it was one of those things where I kept putting my, you know, I just kept, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And was I scared? Yes. Was it hard? Yes. Did I learn a lot? Yes. But, it, you know, it was very difficult. But, you know, I just kept doing it. And eventually the paper ended up with 40,000 readers. And
it became well-known. The New Times.
It was the New Times. That's what it was.
And wasn't it, in my mind, I remember it as being the largest metaphysical spiritual newspaper in the country.
I don't think it was in the country,
certainly,
but it was well
here it
around
was.
Here. It definitely was. And it was well known. And because it was unique. Now there are others who are similar to it. But at the time, you really wouldn't find one like that. And like New Spirit is today, where there's a lot of articles and things to read. Most of them were mostly ads and resource directory, which is good. Mm-hmm. But this was more like a real newspaper, but with a metaphysical bend.
Yeah. And that's how I met you, because my spiritual teacher knew you. And mm-hmm. and we were and I started doing a New Times delivery route.
Yeah, you were one of my distribution
people. I was one of your distribution people.
Yeah.
And the New Times paper you had for... Gosh, I remember we celebrated 10 years. I remember the 11 mm-hmm. years.
Yep.
And then you got another one of those directives or something.
Well,
or
I got itchy feet. And I was living, when I started the paper, I was living and working out of my home and then eventually got an office. Well, eventually I started moving and I got further and further out and moved out to where I am now in Gold Bar. And the commute was horrendous. It's horrendous. I mean, every day. I mean, I remember one winter day when it had snowed, it took me 3 hours to get into work. And so this was going on, and I was ragged at that point. I was exhausted. You know, and this was before the internet was, this was 96 actually was when I sold it. And this is, you know, the internet was just kind of starting to be there.
Well, there wasn't a lot of internet stuff.
No, I mean, you had to have an office. People had to be able to come and see, you know, now with the internet and cell phone, you know, I can work from my home out in Gold Bar and, I don't have, people don't come there. Everything's done online.
Yeah, you don't need an office in the city anymore.
But that wasn't true then. And so it just got to the point it was time to do something else. And that's when I decided to do a rubber stamp store, a retail store, a craft thing.
Yeah, you went another of the things that you do, which is the artsy crafty thing.
And
so you had that store for a while.
For a year. And, you know, if I had that to do over again, which I don't, but, you know, it was really silly of me. And I caution people to this, you know. I was going off that energy of something that worked and if things were going good and all of this to going back to a beginning again.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten. I mean, intellectually I knew, but I had forgotten how you got a scrap in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And I had never worked retail.
Right.
Except for one day in a 7-Eleven, but that's another story.
Another story.
I didn't like retail.
Yeah,
and here I had taken the money from the sale of my successful business, and I rolled the dice. I put it all in the other business. Because I am kind of a gambler that way. I don't gamble with little things, you know, like poker and all of that. I gamble with my life.
With your life.
Right?
Okay. Just don't mess around. Don't put the life right on the line.
No penny slots for me. No.
And so the retail thing didn't work so well.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And I didn't like it. That was the other thing. I mean, I liked what, you know, I should have just kept that as a hobby, but it's okay because I learned. I learned a lot. And
you learned you don't do retail.
I learned I would never do retail. I bless
those
hearts and
do.
Souls of those who do, because it is a calling.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's right. I mean, I want those stores there, and I support them. But for
you
me to
do it,
no. But I admire people who do that, because it's hard work. It's really hard work. And for me, it was too passive. You know, I don't want to stand there and wait for people to come into the store.
But that brought you to another calling, I think.
Yeah, then... through that, I forget how that all happened, but I ended up in elder care for 8 years.
Yes.
And I actually was the general manager at Merrill Gardens in Monroe, which is retirement, assisted living, and dementia care. So I learned all about the elderly and about dementia, and it was wonderful. I really
did enjoy
that.
And the all regulars will now know, you know, because there was a point in my life when it just went, upside down when my mom died suddenly, and I ended up having to move back to the city to take care of my elderly father
with dementia.
Well,
I
guess
was able
what?
To help you.
Fortunately, Krista was already in the business, and so she was able to help and support me through that process of caring for my dad.
Exactly.
And out of that, I want to mention now before I forget, Krista has helped for any of you know anyone in the caretaking situation, and it could be professionally, it could be like I did, living with and caring for my elderly dad.
Right.
You've done a CD.
Called Positive Self-Talk for Family Caregivers.
Positive Self-Talk for Family Caregivers.
Right.
And it is outstanding. It is fabulous. And it's a little CD. And what is it, 10 minutes to
it's
listen 20
to? Minutes. 20
minutes.
20,
it's not very
minutes.
Long.
Yep. Nope.
And you put it in, you listen to it every day.
Yep.
And, it's just all positive affirmations.
That specifically relate to caregiving. Because caregiving, I mean, it's just, you know it. You've done it.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Not easy. It's very
tough.
Hard.
And, you know, what I saw.
I almost lost myself.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people do. Or become really angry, you know. And it's just, it's a really, and more people are doing it. It's happening more and more where people are, like you did, move in with the dad or have the family member move in with them. And you can just get fried. And so I had made another positive self-talk one called Embrace Your Day, Love Your Life.
Oh, yes, that was
which
the first
you played here on the air way back when that was new.
Yeah.
And that's more general, but this was specific. And I have music on there from David Lanz, which is a very famous musician and wonderful pianist. And he allowed me to use some of his music as the background to the Family Caregiver CD.
So the Embrace Your Day, Love Your Life, that's just a positive affirmation CD if you just want to elevate your life.
Yep.
Yes, that's...
and that's 10 minutes.
That's the 10-minute one.
That's the
10-minute
one.
Yeah. And then the CD for Positive Talk for Caregivers. That's also available. Now, are the, if someone is interested in those
through
CDs,
my website.
Through your website,
KristaGibson.com.
All right. And then, because I do want to get to our subject at hand pretty soon, but...
you're just doing all the background here.
Yeah. Well, your story is so fascinating. I'm amazed at... I will always be in awe of you and everything that you do. Because even though we're talking about... your life and the progression. I mean, we haven't touched on all the stuff that you do, but at any rate, so the New Times, 86 that retail didn't work, elder care, and that allowed you to be in the big corporate America and having staffs, big staffs, and
I had staff of 50.
And
I had to learn a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to learn about all the rules and regulations. I had to learn about dementia and family caregiving and all of that. And I loved it, I'll be honest. I still do volunteer work with seniors, with Senior Services of Snohomish County. I'm a peer counselor. And I love working with seniors. And but yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I really got to know a lot more about this whole issue of aging, which, as you know, we're our country's moving that direction. I think in 2020, 25% of the population will be over the age of 65. So it's a lot. And so it behooves all of us to kind of know more about the aging issues that people face. But from that, then I ran a senior center for a while. So then I went into the nonprofit world, which again was a whole other experience for me. And wonderful experience, because learning how to write grants and how to, you know, when, and I got to know the legislatures, got to work with the local government people more. And one of them said, he said, well, face it, he said, you're basically a professional beggar. And I said, yeah, you're right. Because that's what you are when you're the director of a nonprofit. Basically, I mean, you do the administration, but your job is to get money in. So you're basically a professional beggar, you know, setting up, you know, auctions and trying to get people to make donations and all that sort of thing. So I was doing that and I was quite happy and everything was fine, but I did kind of have a niggly thing start going. It's interesting with me. I start knowing when I need to, something's coming down the chute. And what happened was people started approaching me and saying, please start another newspaper.
Yeah.
you know, we, because I had sold the newspaper and it went through several incarnations.
Yeah.
And it was
not. And then
it
kind of died on the vine, didn't it, at
well,
some point
it
eventually?
Went, or it died been, more locally, weird. But it went to a different level.
Yeah.
It went more national, and that's fine. But it just was different, and the tone was different, and it went more health oriented than spiritual oriented, and more yuppie, I think, was probably the way to put it. And there were people who loved it, and there were those who didn't, and those who didn't said, please start a paper.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, do I really want to do that
again? I would be
one
of those.
Yeah, and I really did miss the newspaper, and I missed publishing, you know? I really did. And so I asked a bunch of people and talked to Rhonda about it, because she's the graphics piece, and we decided to go for it. So we both kept our day jobs, and we started doing a New Spirit Journal part-time, and then after about a year, I left my job and went full-time, and a couple of years later, she left her job, and we're both doing it full-time. And she does websites, so the business is the newspaper and websites. And
yeah,
all the
indigodog.com would
right.
be Rhonda and her website
mm-hmm.
business.
Right.
And, of course, she is my phenomenal mm-hmm. webmaster.
She is absolutely phenomenal.
My wonderful
Amazing.
Website. And yeah, she's the best in the business.
Well, and if you go to her website, she has sample. I think she has about 25 websites up there she's done. And what I find just amazing, they are each tailored to that. You know, a lot of websites you see are like box cutters. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're all the same. They change the logo or change the picture. Hers, she really gets a sense of the person,
mm-hmm.
and the website really reflects that business.
Yeah.
And that's a gift that not everybody has.
Nope.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, www.indigodog.com.
Yep.
And she does dog circles all the time.
She does.
And Rhonda still does that,
mm-hmm.
but also does the graphic work
right.
for
the New Spirit
Journal.
Right, she does all the graphics and
Journal.
The ads and the layout and everything for New Spirit Journal.
And,
yep.
and you're like the publisher person.
Yeah, I do everything else. I get in the articles, the ads, do the distribution. I do
write the
else.
Editorial.
Write the editorial, edit the articles. Although we do have a woman named Renee who, after I edit the articles for content, and then she mm-hmm. edits them for grammar and all of that, punctuation and all of that. I do a little bit of that, but I let her do that part. And then we have a guy named Mike who helps with distribution, and the papers are actually delivered to his house. And then he takes them out to all my different distributors who then turn around and distribute all the papers. So we have some independent people who help us out, with some of those parts.
Well, yeah, and it's still a community-type paper because,
that's what it is, right?
because all the articles are contributed
right.
by just
people in the community.
Yeah, people in the community.
Exactly.
And you try to keep it very practical
right.
and how-to sort of information. So it's
right.
not the airy-fairy sort of woo-woo stuff.
Well, people told us they're tired of that. You know, you can go out and talk theory all day long. I mean, I could sit here and give you tons of theory about ideas or whatever, but if I can't help you learn how to apply that to your life, then what good is it? And that's what people were saying. You know, we've heard this theory for years, and they try to take the theory and make it work in their life, and sometimes they did, and sometimes they didn't. So we said, okay, every article has to be practical. Every article, if you're going to talk about yoga or you're going to talk about meditation, then in that article you have to tell the person how they can apply that to their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned down lots of articles because people, and some people get mad at me. Well, it is practical. And I said, no, your topic's practical. But you did not make it practical.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So,
yeah.
And that's okay. You know, they can submit other places. But we're really committed to that. Because I think it's really, especially today.
And an excellent. So the New Spirit Journal is available online at www.newspiritjournal.com. Krista's CDs and so forth and books are available through her website, KristaGibson.com. And you do want to sign up for her newsletter. And you can pick up the New Spirit Journal at lots of outlets and so forth, or you can have a subscription and have it mailed to you.
Yeah, and I forgot, I don't think you know this either. I've also come up with a little 15-minute MP3 that you can download from the
cool.
New Spirit Journal about balancing your chakras. It's a little meditation.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's really
at newspiritjournal.com.
Well, and then you also were doing a lot, you've been doing a lot of other things over the years, like you've been doing business consulting,
mm-hmm.
you've been doing reading
right.
and all of that. I think now that you're busy enough with the paper that you're not doing a lot
really
of that.
I'm not really doing that, no. No,
so,
and I'm not doing classes. I may change that in 2011, but right now I'm taking a break from all of that so I can really focus on New Spirit.
Right. So here's the deal, folks. We've got to take time out to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. There's nothing new on the current events list, so we don't have to do much there. But It used to be you could hire Krista to be your consultant and to coach you and all of that. But as you can, she's got so much going on, and the paper now has gotten big enough mm-hmm. that it's taking most of her right. time. So we are fortunate here. Now, yes, this book is in publication. You can buy the book, mm-hmm. but she's not even teaching anymore. And we've got her here, and she's going to teach us the 22 steps to success. And you can tell from her story, there isn't anybody more successful than Krista. I mean, how do you start, you know, a huge metaphysical newspaper with no money? How do you do it? And she, I mean, she walks her talk, and she's a perfect example of all of this. So let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will continue with the 22 steps to success. How cool is that? I'm excited. All right, stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, when you go to Jones & Company, you'll find practically everything on sale. It's always worth a trip. But when you get there, be sure you sign up for their preferred customer club, because you get a little card, they keep track of what you spend, you get discounts along the way, and then you get free dry food, free canned food, definitely worth it. And the store is huge. They have all kinds of stuff. So check them out. Jones & Company Pets, you'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Phone number is 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle, every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including three distinct certification courses in animal massage. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. Optigest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. Optigest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out muttmanagers.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh. Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, got to just tell you, we're not going to do a full current events today. If you want all the current events items and details, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. The thing you need to know today is it's the last day of Catapalooza at the Humane Society. They've got hot deals on cats and kittens. It goes on until 5 p.m. today. And for one kitten, $50, $90 for two, and cats 1 year and older are free. There is no adoption fee. So Humane Society, today, until 5. All right. And if the one of the most gifted and respected spiritual leaders of our time, Krista Gibson, publisher of the New Spirit Journal, is here in the studio, and we are getting ready to start her 22 Steps to Success. But we don't want to really get into the meat of the information here because we got to close out this hour. So why don't you give us a little, tell us about the 22 Steps to Success. What do we need to know about this?
Well, what they are, they're based on the major arcana of the Tarot. Now, a lot of people, when they hear the Tarot, they hear psychics and readings. Well, that really is not what the Tarot, yes, that's one of the purposes of, people use it that way, but the Tarot is actually a book of wisdom. And there's lots of disagreements about how it came to be, and that really doesn't matter. What does matter is it embodies metaphysical spiritual wisdom. Okay. And the first, it's called the Major Arcana, the first 22 cards of the deck represent the major archetypes that are within every person, the major parts of ourselves. And so years ago, you know, when I used to have to write all these articles, I was studying the Tarot with a group called the Boda, Builders of the Adytum. And I was running out of topics. So I thought, I know what, I'm going to start with the Major Arcana, I'm going to start with the Fool card, and every month I'm going to hold the card, and I'm just going to write, be inspired by that card to write a column. So I did that for 22 months.
Oh, okay.
When it was all done, some Tarot teachers who, because I hid, I didn't tell people what I was doing, but every month I would hide the name in there. Like if it was about the Fool, I'd hide the word Fool in there. If it was the Magician, I'd hide the word Magician. And people who do know Tarot picked up on what I was doing. And there's some Tarot teachers who took it and started using it in their classes because it was so good. So I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I really should put this as a book. And what am I going to call it? And so I thought, you know, if you take these 22 concepts or archetypes, ideas that are within yourself, and you apply them, that will lead you to a successful life, a happy life, a meaningful life, a fulfilling life. And that's where I came up with 22 Steps to Success, Your Guide to a Fulfilling Life. And so what the book is, it's a series of articles that you don't have to know anything about the Tarot, you don't have to care about the Tarot or anything else, but each one leads you to an understanding about some aspect of life. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Very cool. Very cool. No, I don't know. Let's see. We've still got a couple minutes left. Should we do one?
Well, just why don't to, we start where the... everything starts, which is at the beginning.
Let's do that.
And the first step is based on the Fool. And basically what it's about, the whole idea that no matter what you're doing, you're starting something. Maybe you're starting your day, you're starting a relationship, a venture, whatever it is. And to get in touch with that beginning energy. You know, when you start something, aren't you excited and you have that whole rush of excitement and newness to you? So you have that energy within you at any time you want to access it. And so what I tell people is, especially, you know, if you're doing something right now that you've been doing for a while, you know, and you're kind of getting bored, whether it's a job or a relationship or whatever, access that beginning energy. Get in touch with that. You know, spend a few minutes by yourself, kind of go into a little bit of a meditation and think about a time that you started something, whether it was a new relationship maybe or a new job. And remember what you felt like? Get yourself in that state.
I know that right now.
I was kind of going,
I know.
So access that energy. And then when you've accessed it, apply it to whatever the thing is that you're feeling bored or old with. And it can remake things for you. It really can.
Wow.
So the first step is honor your beginnings, you know, and enjoy that beginning energy. From there, we look at really focusing. The next step is to focus. Like if you're trying to manifest something, one of the things I tell people is to remember that you are not the source of energy. You're the channel for the energy. And your job is to direct the flow of the energy where you want it to go. So I tell them, you know, focus on whatever it is that you're trying to manifest or create, and then use your mind. Choose your thoughts very carefully. You know, how do you want to think about this thing or this project or whatever? Focus on what you want, not on what you don't want. Now, you really know that from that's the animal-human communication.
Yeah,
you know, if you're standing there, like with my dog Magic, when she would get uncontrollable with her barking, remember? And I was focusing on don't bark,
right.
What'd she do? She bark, bark, bark. You know, instead focus on her being quiet.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing in our lives. You need to focus on what you want,
as opposed to what you don't want.
Not focusing on what you don't want.
Yep, and that's so common. All right, we are going to wrap up this hour right now, and because it is incredibly warm, we do need to make sure that our animal friends are taken care of during this heat. So pay attention to the tip. We're going to talk about hot weather and how to keep your animal friends safe. Then when we come back, the rest of the last hour is all going to be about these 22 steps to success. Krista will be teaching us, and we will review to start off with. So gotta go now, because that's what we'll be doing. But y'all saw it.